This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, in these uncertain economic times, farmers and ranchers are weighing what their balance sheets can handle. Whether it's inputs, equipment, or expansion, there are many factors to consider before you shell out hard-earned money. And this is especially true when it comes to expanding the size of your operation by adding more land. So we'll talk about the situation and when you should jump at an opportunity next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Land values aren't attached to a rocket flying higher anymore, but it's still high enough. Even as prices have plateaued, land purchases cannot be made without a lot of consideration. And that's why we're seeing a different trend starting to emerge in the market right now. But there's also going to be times when you need to stretch your budget to get a certain piece of land. There are some once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that you don't want to miss. So what are those opportunities? Matt Gunderson is Senior VP of Strategic Relations at the Farmers National Company, and he outlines some of those opportunities you won't get again if you drag your feet.
There are some instances where, hey, it's right next door, it makes sense, it's a once-in-a-generation, I've driven past it for years, those types of situations with that. How do I do that? How do I have a next generation come back? How do I spread that across more acres to be able to grow? And so it's really sitting down and looking at those business decisions of where things are sitting at with it, that, you know, we start seeing that's where that localized demand comes in, and we start seeing some of that competitiveness that are holding those market rates up, because there's just a lot of areas that it doesn't come up that often.
And as we said, the prices aren't skyrocketing, but they're holding on to some very good values. This is even though the grain prices have lowered considerably in the past year. Many factors are keeping investors, realtors, and sellers watching the market. So when do you have that opportunity to make that purchase, you sometimes need to act quickly. But sometimes you also don't want to act rashly and buy something that's beyond your means. There are many factors to consider, and that's what's being watched by investors, realtors, and the sellers who are keeping a close eye on the market right now.
If you look back at the last 2 to 3 run-ups in grains that have come back down, it used to be, let's say, 25, 30 years ago, I call it a 1-to-1 ratio in terms of the percentage grains went up and or down, right? The land market kind of followed it. 2 to 3 run-ups ago, it started creating new plateaus in agriculture. So grains would drop, say, 30%. Land only drops 20, maybe 25, creates a new plateau. Grain markets take off. Guess what happened? Land market follows it, creates the headlines with the new highs. And so I think what we're going to find, and as I survey folks in a variety of demographics, farmers included, and I just raise the hand survey type thing in a crowd when talking, everybody thinks this one's going to create a new plateau as well. Right? They're not making any more land. It's a good long-term asset, especially in agriculture. It's what we know. It's what we're comfortable with. It's what we're familiar with. And so we're anticipating it's going to create another new plateau. The question just is, where does that plateau land and start at?
The moral of the story is this. Be ready to talk with your financial advisors and keep your balance sheet in good order, because you never know when that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity is going to come your way. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Find all our content online at iowaagnet.com. This has been Profit Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.